Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
Counting dinner money used to be the extent of the financial responsibilities for the person in the school office, but today's school business manager is just as likely to come equipped with ICT and HR knowledge as the ability to add up small change. What do these new skills mean for a school's strategic leadership? How can school business managers support the head teacher? And what hurdles have to be overcome so that they can maximise their skills for the benefit of the school community? They were some of the questions tackled in a lively Talk to Learn discussion on leadership and the school business manager. Christina Iraklius, business manager at a special school in London, encapsulated the potential variety of the role.
A good school business manager is the health and safety rep, human resources advisor, administration backbone, negotiator, host, psychic, promoter, fundraiser, banker, and hub of all knowledge, and we cope. An SBM does support the head teacher in numerous professional ways, but quite often is the critical friend who prompts actions that need to be taken or addressed.
Keith Marshall, Support Services Director at a high school in Buckinghamshire, said that school business managers were often accustomed to working in teams. They could pass these and other soft skills on to others.
I see one of the roles of the school business manager is to educate and guide the whole senior management team on how to share decision-taking, passing it down to the lowest possible level, to enable those at the top of the pyramid the space and the time to concentrate on the really important strategic issues.
But, according to many, what hinders the school business manager's ability to offer such support is often the attitude of heads or others on the senior management team and their unwillingness to relinquish traditional responsibilities. One described a head who
insisted on being the one to decide every little detail. He needed to be in control of everything, and found it very difficult to delegate to anyone. If he did, all decisions had to be authorised by him.
Another bursar in a rural primary school was surprised to find that her move to the senior management team was met with some hostility, yet resistance was not insurmountable.
There have been numerous changes within the education establishment over recent years, and suspicions are understandable. However, as an SBM, one of the major aspects of the job is to ensure clear communication and negotiation. I don't think I will be fulfilling my role effectively if I allow this situation to continue.
Many felt that better promotion of the role by local authorities would encourage heads and other leaders to delegate more. Johanna Stock, administrator at a primary school in Oldham, had a more radical idea.
Including the role of the SBM in MPQH would go a long way to promote it. Many on SMTs will be looking to move up to leadership posts, but will probably have gained their experience in schools without an SBM, and therefore be unaware of the potential.
And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.